சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்
primarily there are three sources of Vedantic teaching. By three sources we can get the Vedantic teaching. Vedantic teaching means that knowledge by which one can own up his or her own nature, that is called Brahman. Vedantic teaching means a knowledge by which he or she owns up his or her own nature, that is Brahman. We call it as Brahma Jnanam, Atma Jnanam. To get that Atma Jnanam, three sources are there. All the three sources are important. The first source is, all these three sources put together, we call it as Prasthana Trayam. Prasthana Trayam. Tatha. Second tha you have to write. Prastha. Prasthana Trayam. Prasthanam means that which takes. Prasthanam. Takes to that Brahman. By studying that Shastra, it takes to that Brahmi Sthiti. That is Prasthanam. First one is called Shruti Prasthanam. Shruti Prasthanam. Second one is called Smriti Prasthanam. Third one is called Nyaya Prasthanam. What are the Shruti Prasthanam? All Upanishads comes under Shruti Prasthanam. All 108 Upanishads comes under Shruti Prasthanam. S-R-U-T-I, Shruti. Shankarasha, you have to write Shruti. Shruti eludha koodadhu, Shruti. Shruti Prasthanam. Bhagavad Gita is called Smriti Prasthanam. Smriti Prasthanam. Brahma Sutra is called as Nyaya Prasthanam. Shruti Prasthanam is that which is apaurusheyam. Shruti is heard by our rishis. All Upanishads, the Shabda, is not invented by any human mind. They are all heard by our rishis. Therefore, it is called Shruti. Shrutatvat iti Shrutihi. Smriti means the remembered knowledge. That knowledge which is remembered by our great acharyas, and they have written form, Smriti. Even though Bhagavad Gita taught by Lord Krishna, it has been written by Vyasacharya. Since Vyasacharya wrote Bhagavad Gita, therefore it is called Smriti Prasthanam. Whereas Nyaya Prasthanam also comes under Smriti Prasthanam, written by Vyasacharya alone. Even the content essence is Upanishads, still that is written by Vyasacharya. Therefore both Bhagavad Gita and Brahma Sutra called as Smriti Prasthanam. This is Nyaya Prasthanam. Why it is called Nyaya Prasthanam means based on full of logic. Nyaya means logic. we take the support of logic to negate the fallacy of other systems of philosophy. We take the Brahma Sutra, the aphorisms, to establish Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya. We take the support of logic. Here we have to carefully note. We never take the logic to prove the Shruti. Logic need not come and prove the Upanishads, whether this is right or not. We take the logic as a supportive system. With the support of logic, we to negate the other systems of fallacy, how they go wrong, to show that, we take that. And since the logic cannot reach to this knowledge, apurusheya vishaya, this knowledge, this logic cannot function. Any logic, a perception, a perceptual data is required with this eyes, ears, pramanam. Perceptual data is required for any logic. Therefore, in the logic, there are two types. There are two types of logic. Nischayika yukti, one logic. Nischayika yukti. A logic to we take to prove. A proving logic is called Nischayika yukti. A logic taken to support, to negate the other system as a support, taking Sambhavana yukti. It is called Sambhavana yukti. Proving logic and supporting logic. Two logics are there. Maximum all logics are come under Sambhavana only, supportive only. Especially in the field of this Atmajnanam, supportive logic alone function. Clear? So the Nyaya Prasthanam is entirely for taking support of the logic to negate the fallacy of other systems. So these are the three Prasthanams. By the study of these scriptures, they help us to get the Brahma Jnanam. That Brahman is none other than myself. That Paramatma Eva Jivatma Aikya Jnanam is called Brahma Jnanam. Jiva Ishvara Aikya Jnanam. That Jnanam alone removes all my limitations, all problems, insecurity, all problems will be solved. Purnata, completeness. One can become an infinite, finitude to finitude. Wherever you go, whatever you learn is finitude to finitude, limitation to limitation. Limitation to limitation. So therefore, once you get this Brahma Jnanam, it is infinite, that Brahman is infinite. So therefore, if you get the knowledge of Brahman, you will become infinite. These three prasthanams have not clearly presented stage by stage. They have not presented clearly stage by stage. Very difficult to grasp for an ordinary seeker. Very advanced, Uttama Adhikari alone can grasp. Very, very difficult. Therefore, all our acharyas, many acharyas, wrote the whole teaching stage by stage, level by level, to make the seekers easily to understand. What they have written? They have written Prakarana Granthas. Systematically, stage by stage, step by step, how to come to this level. Simple method, by simple method, to reach all people, all walks of lifestyle people, they have written lot of Prakarana Granthas, all based on Shruti only. Some are based on totally Nyaya. Some of them are based on Smriti. Some of them based on totally on Shruti. They are written. So, some of them are in prose form, some of them are in verses form, poetry form. Among those texts, Viveka Chudamani is one of the popular work written by Shankaracharya, Adi Shankaracharya. Viveka Chudamani is one of the popular texts written by Adi Shankaracharya. It is a Prakarana Grantha. What are the other Prakarana Granthas? Just we can know. Panchadashi is one of the Prakarana Grantha. Very, very interesting and very, very subtlety is there in that Prakarana Grantha. That is also in a poetry form. And Atma Bodha is another Prakarana Grantha. Full of examples, beautiful examples comes there. Through examples itself, you will get the whole the essence of Upanishads. Similarly, Tattva Bodha, you know, very simplest Prakarana Grantha. That is in prose form. Another Prakarana Grantha, Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Sara Sangraha, is also a Prakarana Grantha. Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Sara Sangraha. SVSSS. Another, this is in poetry form. Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Sara Sangraha. Another Prakarana Grantha is Vedanta Sara, which is in prose form again. Vedanta Sara, essence of Vedas. All comes under Prakarana Granthas. Very advanced Prakarana Grantha is Advaita Siddhi. All those Granthas comes under Siddhanta Granthas. Siddhi Granthas are there, many advanced Siddhi Granthas. This Viveka Chudamani, written, which is written by Shankaracharya, you know Adi Shankaracharya, who established all the four pithams. Whoever belongs to that matam is called Shankaracharya. So here we call this Shankaracharya, who established, founder of all the pithams, is called Adi Shankaracharya. Adi Shankaracharya. And for this Viveka Chudamani, one of the Shankaracharya of Sringeri wrote a bhashyam, commentary in Sanskrit on this Viveka Chudamani. And that Chandrasekhara Bharati, his name, that Acharya's name of Sringeri, wrote a commentary and elaborate, he gives a lot of compounds, samasas, beautifully he writes. So this is the background of Viveka Chudamani. It is a Prakarana Grantha. Now we come to the title. I come to the title. What is the title of this book first? Viveka Chudamani. Viveka means what? First we have to look into that. Viveka means, there are three meanings for that Viveka. First meaning is Viveka Shakti. The power of discrimination. Viveka Shakti. Second meaning is Viveka Janya Kriya. Viveka Janya Kriya. The process of discrimination. The process of discrimination. Kriya means what? Process. Process of discrimination. Third meaning is Viveka Janya Jnanam. Viveka Janya Jnanam. Means what? Discriminative knowledge born out of discrimination. Discriminative knowledge born out of discrimination by operating the Viveka Shakti. By operating the Viveka Shakti through discrimination, you get the discriminative knowledge. That means we have to take the second and third meaning is more relevant for our study. The process of discrimination which is involved the knowledge. Clear? The process of discrimination which involves the knowledge. This is about Viveka. Now, this discrimination normally we use in a sense, a negative sense we use, negatively. Romba discrimination pandravare ani solluva illaya. Negatively we take, or partiality. Partiality. And the meaning lo generally we take. But here, discrimination means not that discrimination, not in a negative sense or not like a partiality. The meaning what we are taking is entirely different. Vichakshana jnanam. Discrimination between what and what we have to know. Differentiation or discrimination, the process of discrimination between what and what. Here, the clarity of vision is called discrimination according to our context. According to our context, discrimination means a clarity of vision. Vision means not this vision. Thinking. A clarity. Thinking. Clear thinking. The clarity at the thought level is called discrimination. That is called Viveka. Between what and what? We have to see that. Atma and Anatma. Between Atma and Anatma, the clear vision, clarity of knowledge between Atma and Anatma. What is Atma? What is Anatma? Or discrimination between Sat and Asat. Sat means real. Asat means unreal. Sat means truth. Asat means untruth, false. Or discrimination between tattva and atattva. Tattva means truth. Atattva means false. So this is about Viveka. Now this is clear. The next word is called Chudamani. Chuda means head. Chuda means head. Mani means jewel, ornament. A diamond like ornament. Jewel crest. C-R-E-S-T, crest. Jewel. It's an ornament they wear on the back of the head. Chuda mani. So here, Shankaracharya going to talk about this, how this Viveka Chudamani is very, very important. Chuda means head, mani means crest, jewel. Just as this ornament is very important, among all ornaments, the Chudamani is very important. Similarly, discriminative knowledge is very important for every Vedantic seeker. This is the first primary qualification for every Vedantic seeker. Discriminative knowledge. Viveka jnanam. Vichakshana jnanam. Now, Vichakshana Jnanam, there are two Vichakshana Jnanams. Dharma Adharma Vichakshana Jnanam, number one. dharma adharma vichakshana jnanam and nitya anitya vichakshana jnanam viveka jnanam. Dharma adharma vichakshana jnanam belongs to Veda Purva. Nitya anitya vichakshana jnanam belongs to Veda Anta. So if I want to get moksha, what I require? I require dharma adharma vichakshana jnanam. That is for chitta shuddhi. Then I have to get nitya anitya vastu viveka jnanam for jnana siddhin. అది చిత్తశుద్ధి, ఇది జ్ఞానశుద్ధి. జ్ఞానంలో కూడా శుద్ధి వేణం. నిన్న సెల పేరుకి జ్ఞానం ఇరుకం ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ సంశయాస్, విపర్యయ సంశయ సహిత జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ అశుద్ధ జ్ఞానం. ప్రియర్దో ద నాలెడ్జ్ హుచ్ ఈజ్ ఎండౌడ్ విత్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ డౌట్స్ అండ్ కన్ఫ్యూజన్స్, దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ అశుద్ధ జ్ఞానం. So nitya-nitya vichakshana jnanam only helps to shuddha jnanam. That only helps the person to get knowledge. The Brahman knowledge, that Brahman nishtha is possible. Therefore every seeker is very keenly observe that am I having discriminative knowledge? Yedi nityam ulahatilo, yedi anityam. In the vichakshana jnanam irukka. ఏది రియల్, ఏది అన్రియల్, ఏది పొయ్యి ఏది ఉన్మయ అనే జ్ఞానం ఇరుక్క వేండామో? ఇరుక్కణం. ఇరుందాద ఈజ్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ ఫర్ టు స్టడీ ఆఫ్ శాస్త్ర. దట్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. శంకరాచార్య టెల్స్ వివేక యథా చూడామణి ప్రధానం. వివేక యథా చూడామణి ప్రధానం తథా వివేక అపి ప్రధానం భవతి. ముముక్షవేన ఫర్ ద సీకర్స్ ఆఫ్ మోక్ష, యథా చూడామణి ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఎమాంగ్ ఆల్ ఆర్నమెంట్స్ ఫర్ దిస్ ముముక్షుస్ ఆల్సో, దిస్ వివేక ఈజ్ లైక్ ఎ చూడామణి. ముముక్షవే ప్రధానం భవతి వివేక, ఇట్ ఇస్ లైక్ ఎ చూడామణి. దేర్ ఫోర్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ద on the head is not important. Don't give importance to what is on the head. Give importance to what is in the head. Namm eppome on the head da paapom. Give importance to what is in the head. Our discrimination we are talking is in the head. It is a topic which is in the head, not on the head. Therefore we compare this in Ramayana. How Sita Devi has got her connection with Rama because of that Chudamani. She is very intelligent, she has not left that Chudamani. Even though she dropped all the jewels, but she kept that Chudamani. Because of that Chudamani only she gave to Hanuman and he showed to Rama. Adi illana, how to find out she is Sita? She is very intelligent. So similarly, she found the Paramatma Rama again, through whom? Anjaneya. Similarly, we also possess this Viveka Jnanam and give this, with this discrimination knowledge, we approach a guru, give this discriminative knowledge to the guru. Enakku vichakshana gnana irukke ani solli avarkitta ukkar. Appo the guru Anjaneyar will take you to that Paramatma. That is what Anjaneya's job there. Jeevatma Rasita and Paramatma Rama aikyam yaar pannitaru? Anjaneyar. Eppo panna mudiyirudhi? Andha Chudamani moolama. Adhe maadhiri if we also have discrimination, ఉలహమెల్లా అనిత్యం, ఇదిలో సారం కడియాదు, అసారం నిస్సారం అని హూ ఎవర్ ఫీల్స్ అండ్ కమ్స్ టు ద గురు, ప్లీజ్ టీచ్ మీ వాట్ ఈజ్ హ్యావింగ్ సారా ఎస్సెన్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ క్రియేషన్ అని, వెన్ ఐ కమ్ టు ద గురు, దట్ గురు విల్ గివ్ మీ దట్ పరమాత్మ జ్ఞానం. దిస్ ఈజ్ ద వివేక చూడామణి టైటిల్ మీనింగ్. So first stage is the purification of the mind. Dharma pravrittya adharma nivrittya antahkarana shuddhi. Dharma pravritti. Right way of thinking, right way of actions, and ellame right, dharmam, righteous way of living. Dharma pravritti irkanum. And the pravritti means what? Interest, curiosity towards dharma, values. Dharma pravrittya adharma nivrittya. Not showing any interest towards the unethical actions or immoral actions, not showing any interest towards that. Adharma nivrittya. You have to turn your back to adharma, face towards dharma. Maximum people are showing their face to dharma, back to dharma, face to adharma. That is why all problems we are facing. That's why all Mahatma says, dharma rakshati rakshitaha. If you protect dharma, dharma will protect you. You are showing your back to dharma and facing towards adharma. Enna ketta kalam vandade anartham. Anybody showed their back to dharma. Dharma means all values, righteous way of life, anushthanam, vidhi, whatever Shastra said. If I show my back, that means I am going to spiritually fall. That is the indication. Therefore, Shastra tells dharma pravrittya, adharma nivrittya, antakkarana shuddhi. That is first qualification, first stage, prapnoti sadhakaha. This is called dharma, dharma viveka. Second stage vandhi, atma anatma viveka. We have seen that is jnana viveka. After getting jnana also, to assimilate that, I require a doubt-free knowledge. Doubt-free knowledge. So with this background, we'll enter into the text.
Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta.
Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta.
Gocharam Tamagocharam. Govindam Paramanandam.
Govindam Paramanandam.
Sadgurum Pranatosmyaham.
Sadgurum Pranatosmyaham.
Shankaracharya begins the text with Guru Namaskara. It is a Mangala Shloka. Mangala Shloka means a shloka to remove the obstacles. To write this text, I have to be free from all obstacles. For the completion of the text, this work, a prayer. Every author write a prayer for the completion of the work. So similarly, Shankaracharya also starting with a Mangala Shloka. Mangala Charanam. We call it as Mangala Charanam. Ellame Mangala Charanam pannum illiyo. For every action we do, Mangala Charanam. Similarly, while you are writing his book, they should not stop in the middle. So until I complete, no obstacle should come. Therefore, for that, we pray to the Lord. But Shankaracharya doing Namaskara to his Guru. ஈஸ்வரனுக்கு நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணுறாமலே குருவுக்கு நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணுறாரே ஃபஸ்ட்டு அனு நமக்கு டவுட் வரும். அக்கார்டிங் டு சாஸ்திர குருர் பிரம்மா குருர் விஷ்ணு குருர் தேவோ மகேஸ்வர. ஈஸ்வரா அண்ட் குரு ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம். தே ஆர் நாட் டிஃபரெண்ட். ஈஸ்வரா அண்ட் குரு ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம். வாய் Guru alone show the real nature of Ishvara. Illenna guruve illenna and Ishvaran patti enakku theriyave theriyade. So therefore through the Guru only I have come to know that Ishvara has a higher nature, real nature. Therefore there is no any difference between Guru and Ishvara. So Ishwar and Guru are equal. Grinati iti Guruhu. Grinati means who teach. The one who teach is called Guru. The teacher of Brahman. Guruhu. Sat Guruhu and children. Aham Govindam Paramanandam Sadgurum Pranataha Asmi. I salute my Guru. That means Shankaracharya's Paramaguru is Gaudapada, who wrote Mandukya Karika. So that Bhagavad Govinda Pada to my Guru, Aham Pranataha Asmi. What type of Govinda? Here, Paramanandam, limitless Ananda, who is enjoying all the time that happiness, that infinite Anandana. Paramanandam. Paramanandam means, Parama means infinite. Infinite Tattvam, Ananda means happiness, infinite Ananda, that one who is enjoying all the time, Govindam. Satguru. Satguru means the teacher of Brahman, the one who taught me to the Brahman knowledge. Satguru. English lelna jagartha eludunga. Satguru. Okay? S-A-D-G-U-R-U, if you write enna aho? Sad Guru, I know. Sad Guru, how can he give me happiness? So therefore, even though you write Sadguru, when you are saying that meaning, Satguru, Sadguru, and I will pronounce. Sadguru, Govindam, Paramanandam, Aham Pranataha Asmi. What type of teaching he has given to me? What type of my Guru? Still he is giving some adjectives. That Govindam Paramananda is not an ordinary Guru. Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gocharam. My Guru is available for me as Sarva Siddhanta Vedanta Siddhanta Gocharam. Here a mood meaning eduthukalam. Idhilaye Ishwaranum irukkar, Brahman patti solrar, Guru patti solrar, Shankaracharya. All are implied meaning, hidden in this sloka. Since the Guru is having Brahmajnanam, that Guru, that Brahman, the Guru, my Guru is, who is none other than Brahmaswarupam, that Brahmaswarupam is Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gocharam. It is available only by Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta. By Shastra Pramana alone is available. That Brahman, who is none other than my Guru, who taught me this Brahma Jnanam, he is available only through Pramana. Shastra Pramana. Siddhanta means what? Tatparya. Siddhanta means Tatparya. The subject matter, the spirit or consciousness. See, scientists are there to talk about matter. We need not interfere in the matter. Namakethukku matter pathi nam discuss pannave venda. Adhu vandu scientist subject matter. Namakku enna enna only consciousness we talk more time. The less time in the matter we in swallow in the consciousness. So like that we do. So therefore, let me not mix the both matter and consciousness. Avanga pannittam adhu namakethukku. Okay, some people come, what is matter, what is spirit, I want to go to Vedanta class, I want to know about matter. Inga matter kattikiradhukaga inga vara venda, ange polam, laboratory ku polam. So inga vandu namakku spirit pathi therinjikitte kashtama irukke, endhukku useless matter pathi therinjikanum venda. So here, the one, we need not prove the matter is there or not, these are all waste of time, waste of energy also. So then the meaning Govindam, tam agocharam, tam guru sadgurum pranataha asmi, who is that? That is agocharam also. my guru, who is none other than my sadguru, is agocharam. Agocharam means what? That knowledge what he has given to me, no? Paramanandam guru, agocharam is not available for all people. Anyehi agocharam, for ignorant people it is not available. Agocharam through words and mind you cannot get that knowledge. Through the en manasana manate, you through the mind you cannot go. So what we say in Taittiriya Upanishad, yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. This mind cannot go there. It is invisible to the mind and invisible to the sense organs. You cannot objectify it. That is called meaning of agocharam. It is agocharam, invisible, unobjectifiable for other people, for other perception. That is the meaning. So Govinda means here, my guru name also Govinda. I am saluting to that Govinda, Vishnu. Govinda, that is also meaning. Go means Veda. Go means Veda. Or here we can take Govinda means Vishnu. So he is doing namaskara to Veda. He is doing namaskara to his guru, Govinda Pada, and is doing namaskara to Vishnu also. Inna intelligent idara parunga. So to such my guru, I prostrate, I salute. Next shloka we will read.
Jantunam narajanma dullabham. Atah pumstvam tato viprata.
Atah pumstvam tato viprata.
Tasmad vaidika dharma marga parata.
Tasmad vaidika dharma marga parata.
Vidvatvam asmyat param.
Vidvatvam asmyat param.
Atmanatma vivechanam svanubhavah.
Atmanatma vivechanam svanubhavah.
Brahmatmana samsthitihi.
Brahmatmana samsthitihi.
Muktirno shata janma koti sukritaihi. Punyairvina labhyate.
Punyairvina labhyate.
This sloka explaining about the glory of human birth, manushya janma. Manushya janma stuti. Narajanma. Narajanma means manushya janma, human birth. The rareness of the human birth and how it is so glorified. It's not easy. What Shankaracharya says, jantunam narajanma durlabham. Jantuhu means jivaha. All living beings are called jantus. All living beings, all jivas only, no? All living beings are all called jivas. Therefore, all beings are called jantus. Jantunam. Among these jantus, jayate iti jantuhu. Why it is called jantuhu? Because of birth. That which is born is called jantuhu. So, every being is born in this creation. Therefore, it is called jantuhu. Jayate iti jantuhu. Jivaha, that means this jiva, the sukshma sariram, acquiring the sthula sariram called birth. The jiva is sukshma sariram. That sukshma sariram acquiring this sthula sariram is called janma. What do you mean by janma? Sukshma sariram, subtle body acquiring the gross body is called janma, the birth. Now, 84 lakhs of species are there. There are 84 lakhs varieties of species. Species in a, the dog, one type of species. Fish is one type of species. Monkeys are one type of species. Cows are one type of species. Birds are one type of species. Insects are one type of species. Like this, aquatic creatures are there in the ocean. And the above, earth, sky also. Inside the earth, there are so many beings. All, if you take variety, 84 lakhs of varieties are there. And the variety, 84 lakhs, one variety is a human being. One variety. And the 84 lakhs of species varieties, one variety are a human being. And the millions, millions of beings, one in 84 lakhs are a human being. And the 84 lakhs, one in the millions, in the human beings, are very rare to get. Very, very, very rare to get. Why, Swami, itthana per irukkangale? So many population increase aayite irukken. That means you imagine how many species are there in the creation. Upanishad tells how this jiva takes the body in the sukshma shariram, goes to the megha. And the swargatthi poi, apram it comes to megha, the subtle body, rudimentary body comes to the megha, the cloud. From that cloud, water bearing cloud, that jiva enters in that cloud. Which jiva? The jiva who is not having gross body, still visible body. That jiva comes to the rain bearing, water bearing clouds. Then that water bearing clouds irukkira jiva vande, if he want to get human birth, that rain has to fall on the earth where there are plants. Suppose that jiva who is in that rain water, if he falls in the ocean, he cannot get human birth. He cannot get human birth. Enna varum shark or ship fish aayidu. So to get human birth, and the water drop irukkira the jiva has to fall on the earth. So from megha to water brain vrishti, vrishti to earth has to come. And the earth vandappam kuda Sahara desert lo vilindittanu no use. So where are the trees? And the trees kuda edhi saapradhukku namakku useful and the tree mele ange dhaan vidanum. And that jiva has to fall on that. Otherwise, some kirai girendal you can't eat, no? All sorts of vegetables we don't eat. Eatable vegetables, eatable some fruits, eatable irukken liya, kaayagari illaame, vendakkai and the madhari illa. Ange vidano in the jiva. Then this, in the form of plant, this jiva will grow. And that this purusha who is eating, no? This grihastha, would-be father has to eat that vendakkai. Listen, okay, the jiva is in that plant, in the fruit or vegetable, it has to be eaten by, in the form of annam, eaten by this purusha. What type of purusha? Not brahmachari, not vanaprastha, not a sannyasi, only grihastha. It has to be taken, eaten by grihastha, that food. That food, that jiva who is in rudimentary form, transforms as retas, a seed, andama. He will convert that jiva in the body of the father. And this father also, when the time of conception, that mother also, a woman who is wife, also must be a productive woman. Illana, the seed is waste. So a married woman as a wife, when the conception time, this jiva enters into the mother's womb. After entering into mother's womb, ella check-up gikkup ella panni marund ella saapnadukku apparam idu survive aaganume indha jeevane survive aagi 10 maasam kanichindukku apparam vellila varanum ivvala kashtam human life kadikkanumna narajanma durlabham. Therefore he says janmanam narajanma durlabham, very very rare to get human birth. Ataha, even after getting human birth, ataha pumstvam, born as a male. Pumstvam means purushahan. Here புருஷாக மீன்ஸ் இந்த லேடிஸ்க்கெல்லாம் கோபம் வரும். ஸோ வாட் அவர் சாஸ்திரத்தில் இமோஷனல் வீக்னஸ் யார் யாருக்கு இருக்குமோ அவங்களெல்லாம் ஸ்திரீகள் தான். ஹூஆர் ஆல் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் இமோஷன்ஸ், இமோஷனல் டிபெண்டன்ஸ் இல்லாமலே ஹூ எவர் இஸ் தேர் தேர் ஆல் கால்டு பும்ஸ்துவம். பும்சஹா ஒன்லி புருஷாஸ், தட் இஸ் த மீனிங் வை ஹாவ் டு டேக். ஸோ த மனுஷ சரீரம் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். ஈவன் அனிமல்ஸ், எலிஃபென்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ ஹேவிங் மனஸ் அண்ட் புத்தி, பட் ஃபுல்லி இட் இஸ் நாட் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ்டு. ஈவன் மனஸ் அண்ட் புத்தி ஆல் அதர் அனிமல்ஸ் ஹேவிங், மங்கீஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹேவிங், டாக் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹேவிங், பட் தட் புத்தி அண்ட் மனஸ் ஆர் நாட் ஃபுல்லி எக்ஸ்பிரஸ்டு ஃபார்ம், தே கெனாட் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் டோட்டலி. நவ் யூ நோ அதர் எமாங் அதர் ஸ்பீஷீஸ் இந்த நரஜன்மா ஏன் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட்டுன்னு, பிகாஸ் திஸ் ஹியூமன் பீங் அலோன் கேன் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் டோட்டலி 100% ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் மனஸ் அண்ட் புத்தி, தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் ரேர்னு. தென் பும்ஸ்துவ மீன்ஸ் நாட் நான் கிளிங்கிங் மைண்ட்னு அர்த்தம். பும்ஸ்துவ மீன்ஸ் அ நான் கிளிங்கிங் மைண்ட், ஹூ எவர் இஸ் ஹேவிங் தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ வெரி வெரி ரேர். கெட்டிங் ஹியூமன் பர்த் இஸ் ஓகே, வச்சு வந்துட்டா எப்போ கஷ்டப்பட்டுட்டு, அது வந்ததுக்கப்புறம் கூட அதிலும் இந்த நான் கிளிங்கிங் மைண்ட் ஆர் ஹுச் மைண்ட் இஸ் டோட்டலி இண்டிபெண்ட் மைண்ட், நாட் இமோஷனலி வீக் மைண்ட், எ ஸ்ட்ராங் மைண்ட் ஹூ எவர் இஸ் ஹேவிங், இஃப் எ ஸ்திரீ இஸ் ஹேவிங் தட், ஹீஸ் ஆல்சோ ஷீஸ் ஆல்சோ கால்ட் அஸ் புருஷா. அந்த இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் ஹியர், நாட் மேல் அண்ட் ஃபிமேல் வி ஆர் நாட் சி, தட் இஸ் த கான்டெக்ஸ்ட். தெர்ஃபோர் சாஸ்திரா டெல்ஸ் ஸ்திரியா சதி தா உமே பும்சா ஆகு, ஸ்திரியா அப்படி சதி தா உமே பும்சா ஆகு. ஈவன் ஸ்திரீ ஆல்சோ கேன் பி கால்ட் ஆஸ் பும்சா வென் ஷீ இஸ் ஹேவிங் ஸ்ட்ராங் மைண்ட். இஃப் ஹீ இஸ் பார்ன் ஆஸ் பும்சா பட் இஸ் நாட் ஹேவிங் ஸ்ட்ராங் மைண்ட், ஸ்திரீ அலோன், தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட், தட் இஸ் வெரி வெரி ரேர். ஸோ after getting human birth, difficult, very difficult to get, after getting also, in that getting this emotional strong mind purusha tattvam nature is very very difficult. In that also viprata, viprata means here vaidikah, veda paathena viprasyat, the one who is able to study veda, வேதா ஆர் வேதாந்த சாரா அட்லீஸ்ட், உபனிஷத்ஸ், பகவத்கீதா, ராமாயணம், பாரதம், பாகவதம், விப்ரஸ்யாத். தட்ஸ் வே சாஸ்திரா டெல்ஸ் ஜென்மனா ஜாயத்தே ஜந்து, எவ்ரிபடி இஸ் ஏ ஜந்து பை பர்த், ஜென்மனா ஜாயத்தே ஜந்து. ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் தேர்ஃபோர் தர்ம ஜென்மனா ஜாயத்தே சூத்ரா ஜந்து வை இஸ் கால்ன சூத்ரா, எவ்ரிபடி இஸ் ஏ சூத்ரா, everybody is a shudra because everybody born as same. Everybody, how can you call brahmana? Therefore shastra tells karmana dvijaha uchyate, by your actions, by your words, by your thoughts alone you can say I am brahmana. That means what? Viprata means here guna brahmana, not janma brahmana, not jati brahmana. அந்த ஜாதி பிராமண பிறந்து கூட விப்ரன் ஆகலைன்னா வைதிக வேத பாடனம் வேத இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இல்லைன்னா வேஸ்ட். கர்மனான்னு இந்த உபநயனம் துவாரா நெக்ஸ்ட் செகண்ட் பர்த் தே டேக், தேர் ஃபார் ரீபர்த் ஃப்ரம் பிராக்ருத புருஷா டு சம்ஸ்கிருத புருஷா, தட் இஸ் கால்ட் த்விஜன்ம. ஸோ நல்ல காரியங்களெல்லாம் பண்ணும்போது அது த்விஜன்ம. So that good actions, dharmic actions convert the animal man to man-man. So I have to be free from adharmic actions. Manushana parandata, adhila man pumsthana irukka, but not dharmic. Viprasya illa. Veda patanam interest adhi kadayadana. Prakritana irukka. So samskritana samskariya irukkirudhe, it is very very rare. நெக்ஸ்ட் தர்ம, தஸ்மாத் வைதிகா தர்ம தர்ம மார்க்க பரதா. வைதிகா மீன்ஸ் விப்ரதா, வைதிகா போத் சினனிம்ஸ். விப்ரதா மீன்ஸ் பிராமணத்துவம் குண பிராமண, வைதிகா மீன்ஸ் ஹூ இஸ் ஹேவிங் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இன் வேத ஸ்டடி, ஸ்கிரிப்சரல் ஸ்டடி. ஸோ யூ ஆர் ஆல் குண பிராமணஸ், Shastra wants a Gunabrahmana, not a Jati Brahmana. Gunabrahmana alone can get moksha, not Jati Brahmana. Jati Brahmana, there is no guarantee he will get moksha or she will get moksha. Therefore, Gunabrahmana irkarade Vaidikaha Viprata. Vipratana Gunabrahmana, Vaidikaha means who is having interest. Gunabrahmana alone can have the interest. Sattva Guna Sampannaha. Adi padikano, Shastram padikano, Ramayana padikano, Bharatam padikano, Narayanayam padikano, Thirumandram padikano, Upanishad padikano, in the Asayala Varanavana, avan kandipa Vaidikanda. Kandipa Vaidikanda, the interest varadayana Vaidikan. Then Dharma. Dharma Marga Parata. That means Dharma, he follows Dharmana. Dharma Margatla Irpoipame. Dharma Adharma Viveka is having. Dharma Marga Parata means always follows Veda Vihita Karma. Always follows the actions which are prescribed by Shastra. Veda Nishiddha Karma Pandamata. That is Dharma Marga Parata. Dhumapanam Nakuryad. Don't do smoking. This is the prescription by Shastra. The person should not smoke. Drinking. Madhyapanam Nakuryad. That is Nishedha. So if you follow that, you are a Dharma Marga Anuyayi. Illana Adharma Marga. So he is not a Vaidika. Whoever smokes is not a Vaidika. Whoever drinks is not a Vaidika. Whoever eats non-vegetarian is not a Vaidika. A Brahmana also eating non-vegetarian means is not a Brahmana, not a Vaidika. Even non-Brahmin is following vegetarian means he is a Vaidika. Understand here. This is very, very important to know. Otherwise, it creates a lot of problems. Therefore, Dharma Marga Parta. That's why Duryodhana. Janami Dharmam, Janami Adharmam. Janami Dharmam, Nachame Pravrutti. Dharmam Teriyo. Pravrutti Kadiyad. Smoking Panda Koda Dhan Teriyo. Kani Pandre. Drinking Panda Koda Dhan Teriyo. But I am slave to the drinking. Adepudi. Duryodhana Madre. Janami Adharma. Adharma Yadivoda Teriyo. But Nachame Nivrutti. Adilan Vidila Varam Mudila Nakana. Avaidikaha. Then vidvatvam. Asmat param. Innu kashtam. Asmat param means innu difficult. Brahma jignasa. Born as a human being. Adilo pumstvaha. Having strong mind, no emotional problems. And is having viprasyat. He is having that brahmana, guna brahmana. And Vaidikaha, having interest in Vaidika Dharma, following Dharma Marga Anuyayi, but he is not having Vidvatvam. Brahman Tirinjakanavana Jignasa Kadika Irikkaradhi Romba Rare. Adella Irikkalame Omo, but in the Brahma Jignasa, Brahman Tirinjakanavana Jignasa Irikkaradhi Romba Rare. It is very rare. So rational, reasonable thinking Irikkara person Venu. Many people are there. Ethana perik reasonable thinking irka, rational thinking irka. What is this creation? Who am I? Where from I am coming? Where am I going? Is the reasonable thinking. So that is very rare. That is what they say. Yasya nasti swayam prajna, shastra ha kim karishyati. Swayam prajna illena, what shastra can do? You should have reasonable thinking. You should have some thinking capacity. You have to use your discrimination. That is called vidvatvam. Then, atma anatma vivechanam. Asmat param. Greater than idella irindu kuda, innum mosha jignasa irukke. Still, atma anatma vivechanam irukkirathu romba romba kashtam. People have curiosity to know what is this creation, how it has come. But all scientists know, they also come up to here. They also come up to here, but they don't have Atma Anatma Vivechana. What is real? What is unreal? That Vichakshana irukkirathu romba romba rare. It is very, very rare. Then Atma Anatma Vivechanam, then Swanubhavaha. Swanubhavaha means Aparoksha Jnanam. Even after getting Atma Anatma Vivechana irukku, edho teacher kitta vandu padichitam. Somehow, luckily, he has come to Shastra and studied. But Atma Atma Vivechanam irukka, but Swanubhavaha irukkanam. ஸ்வனுபவா மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் பிரம்மா ஆத்மரூபேண சம்ஸ்திதின்னு சொல்கிறார். லாஸ்ட் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன் ஸ்வனுபவா மீன்ஸ் அபரோக்ஷ ஜானம் நிதித்தியாசனம். நிதித்தியாசனம் மீன்ஸ் நிரந்தரம், நிரந்தரம் வா நியமேன வா தியாத்தும் இச்சா நிதித்தியாசனம். அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி பண்ணுறதில்லை, கிளாஸு வந்து அட்டெண்ட் பண்ணிட்டே இருக்க எல்லா லெக்சர்ஸு, நாட் டூயிங் நிதித்தியாசனம். அதுதான் ஸ்வனுபவா ரொம்ப ரொம்ப ரேர். தேர் பீப்புள் ஆர் தேர் டு கோ அண்ட் லிசன் லெக்சர்ஸ் லெக்சர்ஸ் பட் மெனி பீப்புள் ஃபியூ பீப்புள் டூ நிதித்தியாசனம். நிரந்தரம் ஆர் நியமேனவா தியாத்தும் இச்சா நிதித்தியாசனம், அதுதான் ஸ்வனுபவா. அந்த நிதித்தியாசனம் பண்ணாதான் எனக்கு ஸ்வனுபவமே வரும், இல்லைன்னா பிரம்மன் இருக்காரு பிரம்மன் ஐயாம்னு சொல்லுவாள். பட் தட் கன்விக்ஷன் வர்றது ரொம்ப கஷ்டம். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஸ்வனுபவா. தென் லாஸ்ட் ஒன் பிரம்ம ஆத்மனா சம்ஸ்திதி மீன்ஸ் பிரம்மன் தட் பரம் பிரம்மன் அலோன் இஸ் திஸ் ஆத்மா ஆத்மரூபேண சம்ஸ்திதி. தட் பிரம்மன் அண்ட் திஸ் ஆத்மா ஆர் நாட் டிஃபரெண்ட், போத் ஆர் ஐடென்டிக்கல். எஸ்டாப்ளிஷிங் சம்ஸ்திதி மீன்ஸ் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷிங் இன் தட் பிரம்ம ஜானம் ஐ தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் அண்ட் தட் பிரம்மன் ஆர் நாட் டிஃபரெண்ட். ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் த லாஸ்ட் லைன் வில் சி இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். இதெல்லாம் ஸ்டெப் மாட்ட 7-8 ஸ்டெப்ஸ் ஹி கிவ்ஸ் சங்கராச்சாரியா. மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ்.
ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.